Blog Talk Radio.
How can you move when they're weighing you down? What can you do when you're tied to the crown? Yeah, you carry your burden heavy like gravity. Just let them go now. There's freedom in release. You can't run when you're holding suitcases. It's a new day. Throw away your mistakes and open up your heart. Lay down your guard. You don't have to be afraid. Just breathe. Your love can be lifted. There's a better way when you know you're forgiven. Open up your heart. Lay down your guard. You don't have to be afraid. Can you imagine what it's like to be free?
That you're listening to right now is Suitcases by Dara McLean. We just had Christian singer Dara McLean on our show a few days ago. It was such a pleasure to have her on. Please go back and check out our archive shows. We have had some X Factor contestants on as well. And if I may have missed it, hello, I'm your host, Andrew, from The Drew Show. Thank you all so much for joining me. It's always such a pleasure to have you on and have you on every day. Please continue to check out our website, thedrewshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. And like I said, again, thank you all so much for your love and support. I could not, and I say this all the time, I could never do this show without you guys. And it's such a pleasure bringing you this show. I never get tired of hearing all the comments and everything and your love, like I said. So it is greatly appreciated. We have a great show today, everyone, and I am so excited to bring this show to you. We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Ted Williams. Of course, you think of Hall of Fame baseball player Ted Williams, but this man is truly a remarkable man, truly a great man. Almost over a year ago, you heard his inspiring voice, his God-given talent of him being homeless and what he can do. And he has written a book, and I just want to welcome him to the show right now, Mr. Ted Williams. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Drew. Thank you for this opportunity, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world, Drew.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on, Ted, and thank you so much for taking the time out. Now I know that you're from Columbus, Ohio. Is this where you actually make your home at now as well?
Well, yes, I do. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I've made my home Columbus, Ohio, and I reside in Dublin, Ohio, which is a far cry. If you know anything about Columbus, it's a far cry from I-71 in Hudson, the place on which I've been discovered. And you mentioned a little while ago, Drew, that you wanted to ask me about, is there anything that I wanted to more or less state about being homeless or about the condition of the homeless people today? And I want to let you know, Drew, that there are so many God-believing people out there on those highways, holding signs or underneath bridges, and even drug addicts and all. We are all God-fearing people, some of us anyway. And we're intelligent people. We're fathers. We're brothers. We're uncles. And we're not always hopeless situations. All we have to do is believe and keep God first, and all things are possible. But there are so many gifted and talented people out there that are homeless.
Yeah, and I don't think that the homeless people get a fair shot by anyone. I mean, it's so easy for people to judge, and it's so easy for people to say, well, why don't they just put in an application, or why don't they just get a job? But you don't really know someone's true background. You don't really know what's...
No, I was saying you're absolutely correct, Drew. You know, there's times that I really gave up hope in terms of trying to fill out a decent job application because I have so many felony convictions on my record, and they kind of it's a very discouraging aspect of trying to seek employment. And everybody wants to be gainfully employed, a tax-paying citizen, but in recovery, we do recover. We're not recovered, but we do recover. And, you know, now I'm paying taxes, and now I'm working, I'm earning money, I'm not stealing, I'm not amassing another criminal record. I'm a father now to my children, and I'm a grandfather to my grandchildren, and I'm now a son to my mother who's still alive in Brooklyn.
That's great. Ted, you have such a remarkable story and remarkable voice, and for what you just said a minute ago, thank you so much for saying that. When did you actually realize that you had such a powerful voice like you have?
Well, you know, Drew, I always tell this story from time to time that my mother used to wake me up in a very, very not the most traditional way of opening up the blinds or pulling away the covers. My mother always woke me up with, "Lazy Teddy, will you get up? Will you get up?" And she would do that over and over and over until I finally, my feet hit the floor. And so one particular day, I just wanted to, like, just lash out, and I said, "Mommy, would you please stop that?" And she looked at me, and she had the most startled look on her face as if to say, "My God, is that my boy? You know, it doesn't even sound like him." She had to really do a double take, and it kind of threw me for a loop because I noticed my voice did get a little resonance in it. It was like, before it was like, "Mommy, stop it." And then it went, "Mommy, stop it." And she just, it just blew her away. So, you know, the rest is history. By this time, I'm thinking like, wow, I would like to be able to do something with my voice.
Right.
And, you know, I had all kind of dreams, such as yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, people with voiceover talent is such a great thing. It's such a beautiful thing that, and it's pretty much either you have it or you don't. And if you do have it, my God, it can take you very far.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to one day, Drew, becoming a theatrical voiceover for trailers, a trailer announcer or something, where I could say, "Rated R, under 17, not admitted."
That would be great. I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear that. Well, you know, Ted, in January 2011, when, and I hope I say his name right, Doral Chenoweth?
That's correct, Doral Chenoweth.
I'm glad I got it right the first time. from the Columbus Dispatch pulled his car up on the side of the road and talked to you while he was filming. And everyone, this is the video that everyone saw on YouTube that was an automatic hit 48 hours later. Tell us about that first time you met Doral.
Well, you know, when he came up, I was a little shocked at the idea that he had a camera in his hand because nobody had never given me a dollar or a penny or anything with a camera in their hand, and I just had no idea that he was actually with the Dispatch. He did let me know that, but, hell, I didn't read current events. I always looked at Today's Show, ironically, my news information. And so he shot the video. He said, "Say something with your voice." And I said, "When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. And I mean, his jaws literally, Drew, dropped to the floor. And he was like, "Say something else. Say something else." And so as a result, he pulled me over to the side. He gave me no more money, but I was very grateful for that $1 he gave me because, Drew, look where it took me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, had y'all met before that? Have you talked at all?
No, none whatsoever. It was not staged, if that's where your implications are. But no, I had seen him, yes, to answer your question directly. Yes, I had seen him, but I was never introduced to him. He just drove by and asked me to do that, and he gave me a dollar.
Wow. Well, we're so glad that... Yeah, we're so glad and we're so honored that we were able to to hear that and to hear your voice and to find out about you. And since then, you have appeared on the Dr. Phil Show, Good Morning America, several TV campaigns and all that. And the Today Show, right? And, you know, my biggest question is, and it's amazing how you'd be able to do this, because for myself, I don't even think I would be able to do it, but how have you personally been able to handle all the media attention and everything that's been thrown at you?
Well, you know, now it's pretty much of second nature, because now I'm realizing that there is a purpose for all of this. It's a godly purpose. It's a divine purpose. And I'm ready to show the world that God is still alive and he's still in the business of blessings and miracles and all the works that God, the wonders that God has in store for each one of us. And if I can do it, the next man can definitely do it. I'm having a ball with it now, Drew, but at first it was very overwhelming, I must admit. You know, going from Dr. Phil to the Entertainment Tonight and the Jimmy Fallon and then the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, Wendy Williams, everything was just thrust upon me, and I didn't know what in the hell, whether I was coming or going, excuse my French, but, you know, it was just that deep.
Yeah, I remember you said one time, I believe it was on the Today Show, I may have that wrong, but when you were in rehab from the Dr. Phil Show, and you were doing the video calls from there, you felt it was a little scripted, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was like, hi, you know, we've got Ted Williams live in South Padre Island down at the treatment facility. And I mean, like, my God, I had never heard Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, anybody that's ever been in rehab. I'd never heard a live television call in. How's things going for you down there? Are you, you know, and right. immediate, you know. So, yes, I thought it was very, very exploiting, very exploitatiously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Ted, and I've said this just a minute ago too, and you have such an amazing story, such a story that can lift anyone up that's going through a hard time. And what do you hope to relay in the message that you tell people about your life?
Well, I would like them to know that we are not in this world alone. We do have a savior. And we do. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a born-again Christian and all that good stuff. God is not through with any of us yet, including myself. But I will say this, because I still smoke cigarettes and so forth, but I will say this, that as long as you implement some type of spirituality throughout any of your endeavors, good or bad, because the Bible says, acknowledge me in all your ways, which encompasses a lot of things. So as long as we have an idea of spirituality and where all of this began and who's responsible for our successes and give acknowledgement and thanks the way they're due, I'm sure there's nothing anybody can't accomplish if they pray for it and if they you know, put forth an effort to achieve it. I had to stop stealing. My girlfriend had to stop being a prostitute. I had to stop smoking crack slowly but surely. And you know, there was a lot of things that I was willing to give up for God, and each day was getting better and better and better. I had no idea this is what God had in store for me at all. I wish this blessing would have taken place 20 years ago, Drew. 20 years. And I would have been, you know, I wouldn't have been a deadbeat dad. But I guess we all have to go through our trials and tribulations to look up and say, Lord, thank you for helping me through.
Right, absolutely. And you are living, you know, like I said, you are living proof of someone that can pull through any struggle that they're going through, and it's just amazing. And you know, I know this was very emotional for you when this happened, and you were finally reunited with your mom after so many years, and you're telling us just a minute ago how she's doing good, and tell us about that moment for you, about when you were reunited with her.
Man, that was something. Now, that out of the whole journey, that's maybe 16 months old, that I really, really felt like a prayer, a single prayer was answered. It wasn't being on the Today Show. It wasn't being on Dr. Phil's or any of the other great media exposure that I had. It was a reuniting of me and my mother. I thought she was going to die and leave here, that she was on Earth for a job poorly done. raising her only son, a son that is not biologically hers, and giving all what she had to him, and that it would all been in vain if she'd left here and I would still been standing on that corner of I-71 and Hudson. I was so glad that we hugged and kissed, and I've been able to take her out to dinner. This past Mother's Day was the first time I took her to church. I was actually escorted her into her Sunday services, and I mean, it was a hallelujah like you haven't heard before from them people.
Wow. Amen to that. That's great. That's really great. And all this was actually taped. It was filmed of when you reunited with your mom, and it was so emotional. And I encourage everyone to go find this on YouTube. It is out there. It is such an emotional moment. I'm so happy for you that you were able to get together like that again.
Drew, yes. Well, thank you, Drew. And now I'm a grandfather. I'm currently working for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love them. I'm doing those kind of things, and I'm paying taxes, and I'm buying my children cars, and I'm just having a great time. I'm not by no means rich. Don't get me wrong, but I am not hurting for nothing, and thank you, Jesus. You know, I love you, Drew. Drew, I'm really glad to have been on your show. I was wondering how long we were going to be because I do have a prior commitment.
Okay. Okay. If you need to go, that's completely fine.
No. I want you to continue the show. But if you don't have very many more questions, I would love to either call you back and maybe join you for a part two of the show.
Absolutely, we could definitely do that.
Yeah, because my book is called it's called A Golden Voice: How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Has Brought Me From the Streets to Salvation. It's a great read. I don't know if you've read it, Drew, but please, it's available on Amazon.com, or you can pick it up on my website at TedTheGoldenVoice.com.
That sounds great. Ted, please, let's do part two of this, and part two, we want to talk to Kathy as well, so that'd be great.
That'd be great. All right, Drew. Well, may your God be with you, Drew, and please give your father a big hug, Mr. Billy, because I didn't know that. I mean, I wish my father was alive so I could hug him, and you've got that luxury. You can hug your daddy. So you go hug your dad and all of your listeners out there. When you're listening to nothing but the best in internet stream radio, you're listening to The Drew Show.
Perfect. Mr. Williams, thank you so much, and we're going to talk real soon, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the amazing Mr. Ted Williams. We did have more questions we wanted to ask Mr. Williams. We completely understand that he had a prior obligation, or he had another obligation after this, I should say. But we're going to have him back on for part two of this interview, and we're going to ask him some more questions, and we're going to actually have Kathy on as well. Kathy is his significant other. Kathy has been with him through all this struggle. Brett, who is his attorney, that is an amazing guy that has helped him through this whole process as well. So we're going to talk about him as well. Can't wait to have him back on. Thank you all so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on. Please continue to check out our website, thedrewshow.com, and as well as Twitter at DrewBTR. As Ted said, check out his website, TedTheGoldenVoice.com, and also on Twitter. If you scroll down below this description, you will see the link for his Twitter and his website. So go ahead and click on that and be directed right towards him. So again, thank you everyone so much. Have a great day.